we want to let this repeater cool off and our radios cool off and check out of this doggone thing?
Probably a good idea, Phil, because I keep seeing the bottoms of these leaves on this big giant tree behind me. And I'm a bit concerned that it's going to brew up here. I haven't looked at the Doppler yet, but yeah, the old handheld's starting to get warm, and I think my corneas are heating up too, so. Yeah, I guess when he goes down there, if you're not going there to bounce the grandkid around and keep it mellowed out, holler when she splits or something, and I'll let you know what's going on. I'm going to go beat them stakes in the ground before it gets too late. I might be able to transfer those boxes over and make something to, I'll probably draw you something and send you a picture of it of what I'm going to do, or just kind of get one ready and do it, and or with an empty box and show you via that method, send you a picture.
Yeah, okay. All right, man, so I'll catch you later this evening sometime, I'm sure. So, talk at you later, 73-KB8OE, KDHE, take clear.
I'll give you the grasp on it real quick before I sign out, but basically, it'll be like a bullet, but only two heavy weights on the ends of the strings, so I can just go with an extra pipe or an extra T-post. It'll hold the weight better, and it won't bounce around on the ends. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to dangle it over both sides in between the pipes, go over the top of the boxes. I want repeatability, and I want something that don't have elastic to stretch, something that'll last. So, yep, talk to you a little later tonight. 73 KB8